Good morning. Hi, so my name's Nikki. This is my husband, Nathaniel. For those of you who don't know me, I grew up in this church, but I haven't been around for a few years, as you'll see in our presentation. But before Nathaniel gets into his sermon, we just wanted to tell you a bit about what we've been doing the past few years. And so Nathaniel and I, we met in West Africa in 2013. We were working in Cote d'Ivoire with Campus Crusade for Christ, or CRU sometimes, it's called. And we met there, and then after 2013, I lived in Botswana for a while, and then Nathaniel lived in Kenya. We came back to the U.S. and got married in 2016. Actually, our 8-year anniversary is coming up next month, but we like to pretend that it's our second anniversary because we signed our marriage license on leap year, on February 29th. So we always joke that it's only our second anniversary. But yeah, so we came back to the U.S. I got my master's degree in applied behavior analysis, which is, we'll talk about that a bit throughout this morning. And we did that in Michigan. Nathaniel worked in the same field and also was a pastor when we were there for a short time. And after we finished schooling, we decided we wanted to move back to Kenya, where Nathaniel had lived for a year, and see what we could do to help people with special needs, mostly kids. And so we did a little bit of pastoral things, mostly Nathaniel, and then started our nonprofit. So you can go to the next slide. So where we were living is Western Kenya. It's called Kitale. It's probably the population like similar to Beaver Falls, but maybe not so spread out. Like it's a little bit more concentrated. So a smaller town. It's almost in Uganda, like 30-minute drive or so into Uganda. So go ahead. So Nathaniel can tell you a little bit about his pastoral work he did there.
Yeah. So we worked with various churches. One church in particular was kind of the main church. It was a church plant that started in 2018, right? Yep, a year before we got there. And we got plugged in there, and I had the opportunity to serve as an elder in that church, a pastor, elder, and helped teach and train and train some of their leaders and kind of structure the church a little more to help it grow. And so that's the main thing we did with churches. Kenya is interesting. It's just over 80% Christian. However, if you stay there for any period of time, you know it's not that high. Typically, people have integrated some Christian beliefs in with their more traditional beliefs, and many times they're more nominal Christian than an actual practicing Christian. And so the spiritual climate there is pretty interesting. And once you get out of the city a ways, pastors are often ill-equipped to lead their people. I've met pastors who don't have a full Bible and maybe haven't even read certain scriptures. Now I'm talking about way out in the boonies. There's pastors like that. People who they sing songs on a Sunday instead of, you know, really diving into the Word. So it varies, but many pastors and many churches have been ill-equipped to really learn Scripture. And so some of the things I was involved with there were to help them learn more about Scripture and then more about what the church is supposed to be. Yeah.
So you can go ahead to the next slide. Yeah, so in addition to the pastoral work and training that Nathaniel did, we both started this nonprofit called Encompass International. Go ahead. Yeah, so we had a couple reasons we wanted to start working with kids with special needs there. When we had lived in other countries around the African continent, we had seen a lot of kids with special needs like autism, other developmental disabilities, who really didn't have any services available to them. There's also a stigma surrounding someone with special needs, kind of thinking that like the parent did something wrong or they were cursed, and that's why they had a child with like autism or something like that. So we really wanted to try to make services available to more kids so that they could develop and to their full potential. And we also, when I did my master's degree, I realized that this field that I'm in is very secular. And so another thing we wanted to do was see if we could connect practitioners in the U.S. working in the field that I'm in and to a place that does have a lot of Christianity. It's talked about a lot and exposed them to kind of like in an evangelistic type of way, those practitioners in the U.S. connect them to Kenya and Christianity. And so we actually had an intern with us when we first moved there in 2019 who had, I don't think she'd ever heard the gospel probably, and she heard it there, so it was really cool. But yeah, so you can go to the next slide. So this is just our mission. Our main goal is to train behavior analytic practitioners in Kenya. So basically training people who can work with kids with special needs so that every parent can have somewhere to take their child. Right now it's mostly like the wealthy people who can afford good services, and everyone else really doesn't have much or anything at all. So go ahead. So this is kind of our model. We were thinking if I decided to go over there to Kenya and just provide services to kids and clients with special needs, then I could maybe reach about 10 kids. But if we focused on training Kenyans to do the same job that I know how to do, then we can reach a lot more people, hopefully in the long run, and we're looking to be sustainable. So you can go ahead. So this past year, we opened our training center. We took a little while to open it officially because we wanted to learn a lot more about what it's like to work in Kenya, what the culture is like. We learned to speak Swahili so that we can do some trainings and things in Swahili. And so that picture, it's kind of hard to see, but that's our center, our training center there. It's actually located at the church that Nathaniel mentioned we did a lot of work with. And so our ultimate vision for that church is that it's kind of like a center that people know that they can go to for spiritual reasons, you know, like to grow spiritually, but also there's like humanitarian things that are happening there as well. So, you can go ahead to the next slide. So then we have, right now, we just have two therapists that we're training to hopefully work independently in like the next year or so probably. They're both Kenyan, and then we have two clients, and they both come from a special needs orphanage that's run by someone in the town that we live in. It's about a 10-minute drive away. So our two clients are probably would be diagnosed with autism, but you can't really get a good diagnosis there. So they probably would be diagnosed with that, but yeah, the main things we focus on is teaching our therapists to help the kids with communication, to do things independently, like using the toilet or eating independently, and then some educational things for our more advanced clients. And otherwise, yeah, we've done a little bit of research. I did my doctoral dissertation with an organization also in the area, and this young lady, she's actually going to do her master's thesis research there as well. So yeah, our plan moving forward, we came back to the U.S. to be close to family this past fall, and so now we're doing a lot of things virtually with these therapists and then hoping to go like once or twice a year. So yeah, that's us in a nutshell. The next slide just says thank you. So yeah, so I'll hand it over to Nathaniel for the rest.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Concord and Pastor Chris, for giving me the pulpit. I don't take it lightly that I'm able to preach a sermon, however short, at a church that my wife grew up in. So it's a privilege and an honor, so thank you very much. But I did want to preach something short, at least. And this was difficult for me to figure out what to preach, and I'll just be honest and a bit raw with you this morning. My wife and I were completely burned out in ministry. And oftentimes, missionaries, when they visit churches, they tell you about all the great things happening, all the things that give you goosebumps because it sounds real cool. And I wanted to be real with you, that it's very difficult. And it isn't the whole reason we left Kenya, but a big reason is we were completely tired and burned out. We experienced hardships, betrayal. The government in Kenya is corrupt. For 4 years, we were a tourist because they wouldn't give us our paperwork to be permanent residents. COVID made things even more interesting. And the verse that God put on my heart today was Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. It says this, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." There are a few things I want to draw from this verse. The first is the possibility of growing weary. Helping people is exhausting. Ministry is tiring. I'm sure, Pastor Chris, you know that. Of course, it has its moments where you feel great reward. You see things come together. But it's exhausting. Many times you don't see the point. Nikki mentioned I was a pastor in Michigan. And I took over a dead church, very small, and it was my job to bring it to its end. I don't know why, but that was my job. That's the job God gave me, and I did it. Someday, I'm sure I'll see what the point was. But oftentimes we're called to do things and we don't really see the reward. We don't see the tangible evidence of what we're doing. But Paul doesn't shy away from this. There's this underlying tone of weariness. He doesn't shy away from it. That's why I'm not. In 1 Corinthians, it's one example, another letter from Paul. He gives a list of hardships he's experienced. He's been beaten with rods, shipwrecked, spending a day and night at sea. He knows the most difficult hardship of all, which is betrayal. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9 to 16, this is the last letter that Paul wrote before his execution. I'm going to read all these verses here quickly. "Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful for me in ministry. Titius I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me." That's the end of Paul's life. That's the reality that he's living in. And you may be thinking, geez, this guy's a downer. Maybe some of you want to be involved with missions. You're commissioning a team to go to Romania. Maybe some of you want to join ministry or have been in ministry, and you want to be encouraged in that direction. I certainly don't want to discourage anyone. I love that Concord is so involved in missions, that they have a day like today where missionaries can get up and talk about what they've done, that they're sending short-term missions teams overseas. I love that. It's what the church is supposed to do. But what I want to do is accurately relay to you the reality of the weariness of ministry, but also point you in the direction of what the true reward is. The second thing to draw from this passage in Galatians is this reaping. What will we reap? Well, it tells us in verse 8, "For the one who sows to his own flesh will from that flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." In short, reap, sow good things, reap good things. Sow eternal things, reap eternal things. And if we return to 2 Timothy, continuing in verse 17, it says, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." We do it for an eternal reward. We reap glory. Another Paul letter in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." So, Nikki and I work with mostly people who are nonverbal. They don't talk. I don't know if they even like me, to be honest, most of the time. I would say a lot of times they don't. I don't know what the reward is working with them. I don't know what the reward was for us being in Kenya for 5 years. But I do know someday I'll stand with people in the presence of the Lord. I'll stand with those nonverbal people. I'll hear their voice, worship God. And I'll know the point. The point was glory. The point was that we could worship Christ together. The last thing, in verse 10, it says, "As we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially those who are of the household of faith." We as the body of Christ and as members of the household of faith are teammates in this pursuit of doing good to everyone. So in that vision of in the end being able to stand with people and worship Christ, we're doing it also with people that we were working with, our church, our family, the body of Christ. Concord Church will stand together, members past and present, worshiping Christ, and also be able to see those that they helped get there. That's the point. That's the point of everything we do as a church. It's the point of missions. It's the point of preaching. Someday we'll share in the glory of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to preach to Concord. God, I pray that you would continue to reveal to us the opportunities that we can use to share your name, to bring more people in to your presence one day. God, I thank you for the opportunity to love others. Father, I pray that you would guide us in wisdom as a church. In the name of Jesus, amen.